right back here on the I Love Ann Show. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, and I have a very special guest for you. I have an attorney here who has Hillel Presser. He has written several books, among one of them, Financial Self-Defense. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. I just want to give you a little background on him. He has become very, very successful. He is on many shows talking about protecting our wealth and protecting our digital life, but also on Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, as well as Season 3 of Bravo's Millionaire Matchmaker. And I really like a quote I read in one of the releases I was reading about him. Most lawyers want to take clients' money. His job is to protect it. Very impressed. That's my very special welcome to the show this morning. How are you doing, Hill?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. So, you know, what is this? I thought when we died, we could just die. Why is it we have to make these plans for the future?
Well, you know, we help clients with two areas. Number one is asset protection, and number two is estate planning. And, you know, people work their whole life so they can live a better life, give money to their kids, donate to their favorite charities, retire, whatever the reason may be. But they fail to realize that making money is a lot easier than keeping it. One lawsuit, one divorce, one slip and fall, one car accident can take away everything you own. So while you're alive, you really need to put asset protection methods in place to protect what you have. Then, when you pass away, you want to make sure that your assets go where you want them to go, as quickly as possible, as privately as possible, and with the least amount of taxes and money. So, you want to make sure that you put together an estate plan so your loved ones and beneficiaries get what you worked your whole life for. And unfortunately, people just fail to do both of those.
A lot of people use lawyers. Is this something now that lawyers are becoming aware of and helping with?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of estate planning attorneys out there, and certainly our law firm helps clients with estate planning. But asset protection attorneys, you know, it's a very special niche. You know, there's not many out there. You know, there might be 1,000 criminal attorneys in every city. There might be 1,000 personal injury attorneys in every city. You know, we only compete with, you know, maybe a couple hundred asset protection attorneys in the whole country. And, you know, there might be maybe 10 of them that really get all the cases. So, you know, estate planning is more common. Asset protection is a very special niche.
Absolutely. Now, you've written a book that I understand, if our listeners log on to your website, that they can get for free. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the book is Financial Self-Defense. It's the revised edition, and it's subtitled How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone, Every Time. And I tell everybody, you know, if they do nothing else, at least educate yourselves. And if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. They can fill out the contact us form, and as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free copy of the book.
How about that? That sounds like a deal to me.
Can't get better than free, right?
That's true. That's true. But what are some of the things, since we're supposed to be talking about our digital afterlife, what are some of the things that we should be concerned about?
Well, you know, people always forget. They know about the money in the bank. They know about the cars. They know about the businesses. They never think about their digital assets. What about all your social media accounts like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google+? You know, what about your login usernames, passwords, secret questions? What about your intellectual property like phone numbers, domain names, email addresses? A lot of times those digital assets are worth a lot more than the non-digital assets, and people don't even think about them.
You do?
Well, you want to inventory everything you have. So, you know, write down all of your digital and non-digital assets. You know, a lot of people have a lot more than they think they have. Then you want to pick someone, maybe like a trusted advisor, like a friend or a relative or a lawyer or a CPA or financial advisor, and let them hold a copy. Then you can put in your will where you want your digital assets to go and who they should see to get them. Now, don't put too much information in the will because it could become public public record. And it's so important that you pass these digital assets on for so many different reasons. Number one is, in today's digital economy, a lot of us have our credit cards or checking or saving accounts set up to be pinged every month for the mortgage or the electric or the water bill. Well, if people can't get into your accounts when you pass away, your accounts are going to be drained. Also, you know, what if you have a business that you want to pass on to your son? You know, let's say it's a pool business. Well, maybe over the last decade, you've built up a lot of followers on social media. Well, when your son goes to take that business over and operate it, or maybe if your son decides he doesn't want to operate it and wants to sell it, you know, if he doesn't have access to all those, you know, social media accounts, that's a lot of goodwill that he's losing. And he's not only going to be losing business if he operates it, but if he goes to sell it, the price is going to be a lot lower because there's not as much corporate goodwill.
So there's a lot of things that we actually don't realize that we've built up over time that can affect the value of your estate.
100%. I mean, think about it. You know, what if somebody typed in your domain name and all of a sudden it pointed to your competitor? You know, what if somebody emailed you or called your phone number and all of a sudden it went to your competitor? You know, while you're alive, those are assets that you don't think about that you must protect, and you have to plan. You know, if one thing in life is guaranteed, it's death. You have to plan for when you pass away what you want to have happen to those assets.
Absolutely. So as far as having a list and everything, but you should not put it in your will. I find that very interesting. Don't put your passwords, etc., in your will.
Yeah, put what you have. You know, you can put what the digital assets are, or you could put who you want to leave them to, and you can even put who they should see, you know, what lawyer holds them. But you got to be careful of what you put in there because it could be public record. That's why, and again, this gets into estate planning. You know, a lot of times a will is not sufficient. A lot of times you need a trust as well. You know, the trust gives you that privacy. It helps you avoid probate. Gives you a lot of benefits that a will not give you.
Absolutely. Well, this is fascinating stuff. The book is Financial Self-Defense Revised Edition, stuff we don't think about. And, you know, what about for older people that maybe haven't had as much social interaction? I guess the bank account thing would be one of the biggies. Now, just when you die, then if they've been taking money out of your account every month for certain accounts, that doesn't just stop? Doesn't the bank freeze the account?
Not at all, because a lot of times, you know, these companies don't even know you've passed away. A lot of times the banks don't even know you've passed away. I mean, it could be months, sometimes even years, before somebody finds out.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
Yeah, you definitely have to be prepared. You know, what I tell my clients is you spend a lifetime trying to make money. So the challenge I give them is for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it and how to pass it on.
So I guess you deal with a lot of big-name clients, right?
You know, we do. I mean, we have clients that, you know, are literally just starting their own business and don't have much money at all. We have clients that do, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions, every year. And we have everything in between. We represent, you know, people who received money in a divorce, people who inherited money, lawyers. Most of our clients are doctors or business owners. We represent a lot of professional athletes. Really, we want to help, you know, whoever's worked hard for their money and doesn't want to lose it.
You know, how did you get your drive? I understand you say you don't think you'll ever retire.
You know, I guess I was born into that type of family where, you know, they taught you nothing's given and you really have to work hard for anything you get. But more importantly is I enjoy it. You know, I love what I do. I love helping people. And, you know, most people don't even know that asset protection exists. You know, I think 10 years from now it'll be different. You know, for every billboard that you see that says, you know, who can I sue, I think you'll see another billboard for protect your assets. But, you know, right now it's a little bit of a niche area. And, you know, I just try and go out and educate people. You know, we do a lot of speaking across the country on the topic, and, you know, whatever we can do, because so many people don't even know asset protection is out there.
Wow. Well, these are very interesting topics, something that we probably need to think about that we probably haven't thought about. And the book is Financial Self-Defense, a revised edition. The book is AssetProtectionAttorneys.com. So I guess that name says it all, doesn't it?
You got it.
Hillel, Presser. It's been a great joy talking with you today. You gave us some good things to think about. Anything else you'd like to add right here at the end?
No, just everybody works so hard for their money. You know, if you do nothing, just understand there's something you can do. And if they go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Not only can they get the free book, but there's literally hundreds, maybe even thousands of educational information. So definitely take a look at it. Whether you do nothing, I think it's worthwhile to know there are options out there.
Absolutely, and you can get the book for free just by mentioning that you heard about it on the I Love Ann show. So what's the name of that website one more time?
www.assetprotectionattorneys.com.
And the book is?
Financial Self-Defense, How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone, Every Time.
Great title. Hillel, thank you so much for calling us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye.